Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Curious Conversations with Ms. Handy. I'm so pleased to begin a new pattern of inquiry that involves an up-close and personal conversation with special guests around the globe who actively use human systems dynamics to transform the patterns in their world. That new pattern of inquiry begins with our special guest right now. I'm delighted to introduce you to Stacy Becker. Stacy lives in Frenchtown, New Jersey, and has a consulting practice helping people solve complex problems. You can learn more about Stacy by reading her bio in our show notes. Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Stacy.
Thank you. It's nice to see you.
I'm glad to have you here as our special guest. I'm curious, what led you to HSD, and what, if anything, at that time were you looking for?
It's very interesting. I wasn't looking for anything. It was all serendipity. I was at the Ripple Foundation. I was the VP of programs, and some of our staff had stumbled on some work by Dave Snowden. Kinefin, some of your listeners may be familiar with it. At the same time, one of my staff members brought Glenda on to do some evaluation work. So there was this aha moment around complex adaptive systems and how they work in organizations and solving problems. So I went to London to be certified, the last certification in person before the pandemic, not really knowing what to expect. And the kicker was, I had just quit my job. So it was the last thing I did on my job. And when I was there, I had no expectations. I just sat and participated in this course for a week with no expectations. And it was a very interesting way to become engaged in the material.
Something you said makes me want to ask you something else. So you said you had just quit your job. And so I'm wondering, for our listeners who may be in the certain same situation, how has HSD helped you when you weren't working anymore?
In a way, maybe, that folks might not expect. I quit my job 2 months later, the pandemic hit and everything shut down. So as you know, everybody went home, the work world kind of got very different. And what I had expected to do was go right back into consulting, and things didn't really pan out that way. So I began writing. I started a blog on Medium and used it to talk about issues I cared a lot about, and it being HSD. So I both used HSD in my writing and also used my writing to develop my a deeper understanding of HSD. And so that was really fun. The other thing that happened was Glenda and I were very concerned about all the first responders. So we started the Power of Inquiry sessions then, thinking, who knows, we'll try this, maybe it'll last for a couple months. And of course, the first responders were too busy responding to be able to come, but a lot of other people from around the world came, is where I met you, Tamala. And it's still going today. So those two things heavily influenced me in odd sort of ways. For example, the Power of Questions, I've met some of my closest friends there. And it's weird because when I finally meet them in person, I cannot believe that I had only known them virtually. So it's had a big, very, it's all been serendipitous, but very deep and broad influence on my thinking in my life.
And Stacy, you've had an opportunity to touch HSD in so many rich ways. I'm curious, how has that helped you to
develop a better understanding of HSD?
It's helped me in a curious kind of way. The person I remember the best is one who, again, listeners may know, you do the week ish, whether it's virtual or not, kind of more lectures and involvement, and then you go practice. And I had one person who, no matter what her problem was, her wicked issue she was working on, I tried that. And she was just a naysayer. Nothing's going to work. Nothing. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how is she going to get through this? And after about her third adaptive action, she came back. She said, oh, and her face and her demeanor and everything was all different. Oh, I figured out what I can do. And she figured out this idea that I think is so powerful, that it's that when you get into a lot of systems thinking, this is one of the things I blogged about, and one of the things I've experienced firsthand, we tend to get overwhelmed. People tell us, we have to see the whole system. You have to think the whole system. Well, when I start seeing the whole system, I have a hard time placing myself in it. I'm a speck somewhere bouncing around in all these interactions and agencies and people and groups. And the power of HSD is, yes, you should try to see that system as broadly as you can. But what's most important is what's right in front of your nose. What's right in front of your nose is what you're going to be able to touch. You can always touch a part of the system. And it's that part you can touch that you can begin to explore and change. And this woman, sorry for the digression, had just figured that out. And she now had so much confidence and was so inspired that she could actually make a difference, because she stopped trying to get everybody else to go do what she thought they should be needing to do. And she concentrated on more, well, where's my power in this system? That was a big takeaway for me, just watching that transformation.
Do you want to expound upon the power of inquiry sessions, just in case some of our listeners haven't been exposed to it and don't know what it is?
Sure. So I may have called it inquiry or power of questions. The idea is a very simple one. We all have problems. We call them wicked issues or sticky issues that we may feel stuck on. We may feel overwhelmed. We may feel frustrated. But we're having a hard time either making any progress on it or knowing how to move forward. We all have a lot of these kind of issues in our lives. We just do. So the idea behind the power of questions is each day, this is a half hour session, someone presents, brings to the group an issue that they are challenged by. Then that person simply sits back and listens, does not talk at all, as the rest of the group just asks them open-ended questions. Not questions like, how old were you when? But it might be, you know, what would your five-year-old self say to you about this problem? So they're very open-ended. They can be very creative questions. They're designed to really help the person with the issue see it from many different angles. One of the things that happens when we get stuck is we really start going around and around and around. I'm drawing little circles on my forehead for the listeners. Go round and around in our heads, and that's why we get stuck. And what these questions do, some of them don't resonate at all, but there's usually a few that make us go, oh, I never thought about it that way. And that opens a possibility for action that we couldn't see before. So we do about 10 minutes of this questioning, and then we turn back to the person with the issue to see, what did you experience? And do you have any new insights into what you might do about this? We've been doing this every day, every weekday for over 3 years now. And it's really lovely to watch what happens. People will come in angry, upset, frustrated, sad. And more often than not, they just leave with a big smile and some sense of relief on their face, in part because it's very supportive. So it's been something that's meant a lot to me in my life.
So what other ways have you chosen to use HSD?
Oh, I would say the scale is from very formal to more informal. So HSD will be part of this new consulting practice that I'm starting with a couple of other HSDers. So it will really form the basis of much of what we do as we approach complex problems. And by complex problems, I really mean the sort of thing I just described. These can be personal, group, organizational, policy. They can run the gamut. So that will be a very formal way of using HSD. As I mentioned, I also used it in my writing. And if I continue to write some, which I may, I will do that. Some very informal ways are often when I'm talking to people and they have issues. I was talking to a friend once and he was describing what was going on at work. And so I drew him something called a landscape diagram. So it's always there and often as I just listen to the news or see problems, you have this filter in the way you look at the world. It kind of becomes, some people use the word, a new operating system.
How have your questions about anything personal or professional changed as a result of being in those inquiry sessions?
One of the things, it's not so much a question. I've always asked a lot of questions. Actually, that's a good question. That's a good question about questions, Tamala. Because I've always asked a lot of questions, but I think I asked more right and wrong kind of, that's not exactly true. Not right and wrong questions, but more probing to get at the truth kind of questions, as opposed to prodding to open up a bigger idea about what the world might look like. So you're right that my questions have probably changed some. There's a simple rule about standing in inquiry that's turned judgment into questions. I think I'm trying not to be. I've been working very hard on this one, not to be so judgmental. And I think that this practice has helped me really think, well, what questions could I be asking instead of making declarative statements about how stupid or not something might. So that has definitely made a difference for me.
My last question, which is a really big one and an important one, is now what advice would you give to the HSD community and really to the world of human beings who haven't yet experienced HSD?
That's a really lovely one, Tamala. And I'm beginning to understand it more and more. And that's the HSD motto is nothing's intractable. And I often think, well, I'm not sure about that. But there are so many more possibilities out there than we allow ourselves to see. And one of the beauties, I think, of HSD, and we've seen this in some of the training I've done, is that once you begin to understand that, A, you have options, and B, that there is no specific one right answer that you need to strive to find, which means there will be disagreement, that there is uncertainty around things. You can relax a little bit and play a little bit more, even though these are serious topics, serious things we need to get done at work and in life. The fact that we don't always agree and we don't have all the facts just means that life is very multicolored in many aspects and diverse, and there's beautiful things going on. And that's also the area of creativity and change. I have to ground this in my thought that I find HSD very liberating. And I've actually used it that way in training with some folks, which is to say that many of us get stuck on problems all the time, especially if we're supposed to be creating or managing or making something happen, any kind of change, right? And then we get really frustrated. How often have we heard, like, if they just let me do my job, right? If they just let me do my job. Because we're really good, we were trained at the technical parts of the job. But our job lands in a very complex, stewy, back and forth, gray area environment where things are always changing. And that's part of your job too. So what HSD actually says and has helped me see is that, yeah, in order to create, in order to change, you have to be willing and to see that there's uncertainty and disagreement that comes about that. Otherwise, we'd all agree on everything and we wouldn't need to change anything. So there's kind of a liberating idea in there. So if we can understand, rather than saying, why don't they just let me do my work, right? Which is the work we were trained for, the technical work, but it always is situated in messy, gray, multidimensional conditions and environments. That's the work where we can really shine. And so, yes, it comes with some frustration and it comes with some disagreement and it often comes with a lot of uncertainty. But when we kind of point that out to folks, one person said, oh, I feel validated. You stop blaming yourself so much. Oh, I didn't get that done. I didn't do that right. And it becomes a more hopeful way of approaching the same very complex situation.
Well, I want to thank you for two things. You talked about liberation, and I will share that 2 years ago when Stacy became my practice partner, she made that whole experience one that was liberating for me by giving me a place where I could play and experience and explore. So I want to thank you for that. And then I also want to thank you so much for this eye-opening conversation, for sharing your journey in, through, and with HSD.
Thank you so much, Tamala. It's great to see you again.
It's great to see you again, and it's been my pleasure.
I'm so grateful that you've joined us for our new pattern of curious conversations with Miss Handy. Be sure to tune in next time when we'll talk to another one of our special guests from around the globe about their unique HSD, what, so what, and now what experience. Until then, continue using adaptive action to discover all of the patterns and possibilities that exist in your world.